Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. I hope your week's gotten off to a great start. This past weekend, I had the opportunity to be up at our Mount Vernon campus and teach up there as we were going through our adulting series, Eternal Life Hacks from the Book of Proverbs. And we've said that, you know, every week that life hacks are just things that make life more simple for us. And what Solomon is communicating to us about wisdom, this whole idea that wisdom is doing life God's way, is just really ways to make our spiritual life more simple. And so the proverb that we looked at up in Mount Vernon was Proverbs 27:12, which says, "The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it." And what we talked about is this idea that your road is what determines your reality. In other words, roads go places. There's a destination at the end of every road. And you can't say, I'm going to stay on this road, but I'm not going to end up at that destination. It just doesn't work that way. Roads go places. And your direction ultimately is what's going to determine your destination. Even though your intention may be very different. So we talked about the difference between direction and intention, and that's really your attention. Things grab or capture our attention all the time. We talk about that phrase, well, this grabbed my attention or whatever. And as we do that, what we learn is that not everything that grabs your attention or captures your attention deserves your attention. There are definitely moments in our lives where we look back and right now we think, well, I shouldn't have made that purchase, or I shouldn't have spent so much time with that person, that individual, but that purchase caught your attention. Those people caught your attention. There are business opportunities that you look back on and think, oh, I shouldn't have invested there, or maybe I should have invested there, or voicemails that you wish you would have never answered, text that you wish you would have never opened. Why is that? That's not random in our lives. Each one of those experiences represents a road, and roads lead to realities. So what's important for us to learn is that we have got to pay our attention a certain direction, right? Whenever something tries to catch your attention, if you choose to stay committed to your long-term goals, your long-term strategies, your long-term plans, if glorifying God is the most important thing in your life, then there are going to be times where you're going to have to pay your attention to that. In other words, there's a cost involved. You have to give up short-term pleasures in order to be committed to what God has for your life in the long-term. And like I said, There's a cost with that. Not every get-rich-quick scheme is the right decision. Not every person who wants to engage you in a conversation that is unhealthy is the right conversation to get into. So you and I have to be careful about our attention, because our attention is always going to trump our intention. Romans chapter 7, you know, Paul says the things that I want to do are not the things I do, and the things I don't want to do are the things I end up doing. In other words, our intention is not always equated with our destination. It's our intention that can get thwarted by our attention. So I wonder right now, just this morning, here in your week, what is capturing your attention right now? What are you giving your time and your energy and your heart and your mind to? What is filling your thoughts, both actively and just passively? There are times in the summertime where you have the opportunity to take your foot off the gas a little bit and sit back and reflect and think. And those can be wonderful times with family, wonderful times to invest your heart more in scripture. And those can also be dangerous times. Those are the times when I think about David in the scriptures where it says in the springtime when the kings go out to battle that David stayed home, and that's when he got in trouble because Bathsheba captured or grabbed his attention, and David gave his heart to that reality. So what is capturing your attention right now? And maybe this is a moment this morning where you want to repent of that and turn your attention back to Christ. So let me pray for us in that. Father, I pray that you will be the primary focus of our attention, that our hearts will be given your direction, that God, we have the best of spiritual intentions. We have the greatest of visions about our destination and where we're going to land. But God, I pray that you'll help us to make the wise decisions in the moment, that we will, Lord, make sure that our hearts are on the right roads, pointed towards you, going in the directions that you have for us to go. Especially during this summertime, God, it could be a great opportunity to take those steps. And I pray that we'll be doing that today. Let me give you a moment right now just to pray and to pray about your attention today and what that's given to. Once again, thanks for being with us on the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope you have a great week and hope to see you at one of our weekend services. God bless.